Vantaa, Finland. A cultural environment program created with local people. Cultural environment is a common term in Finland. The protection of cultural environments is even enshrined in the Finnish constitution and other legislation. Cultural environments are the human-built or human-influenced environments, like places, landscapes, and built heritage that are relevant for the identity and well-being of people. As a growing city near Helsinki, the preservation of Vantaa's historical and cultural environment is important to promote sustainable development, improve people's quality of life, and reinforce social and cultural cohesion. When the city realized that the traditional urban cultural programs from the 1990s no longer fit, mostly due to lack of resident support, a narrow policy approach to cultural environment and lack of monitoring and evaluation, they decided to take another path and started working on a new cultural environment program. The cultural environment program, Vantaan kulttuuriparastolinjaukset, used an innovative methodology to co-design a holistic environmental urban program addressing cultural heritage with more than 100 city officials and 3,000 residents. In 10 phases, the municipality led the design and implementation process in close collaboration with city officials in a steering group. The municipality engaged with residents from students to seniors to align understanding and expectations. The program was developed taking into consideration stories, feelings, and memories of local cultural environment collected through citizen-led projects and exhibitions. Digital tools, social media campaigns, mobile apps and games, local newspaper, and questionnaires. At the end of the project in 2019, city officials and citizens met to jointly draft the cultural environment program for the period 2020 to 2024. Working on the program with city officials and residents ensured locals' ownership of the new program and enhanced their commitment towards shared goals and actions. The cross-sectoral approach mainstreamed heritage and environment in different policy areas, education, culture, real estate, tourism, entrepreneurship, ensuring coordinated and more effective management of these resources. The goal of involving residents in the process was to get them to understand and acknowledge the meaning of local cultural heritage and the impact it has on their well-being. Another objective was to make the residents feel that their participation has a direct impact on the outcome for their city. At the end of the process, the municipality noticed improved co-design of public policy between local people and the local authority and improved preservation and valorization of the urban cultural environment and natural resources. The awareness, engagement, and participation of citizens in conservation and management of cultural and natural heritage was reinforced. More stories and memories of local heritage have been collected and saved. Vantaa's deputy mayor named an official steering group formed by city officials. Its role was to give guidelines to the project coordinator and to take care of the progress during the project. City officials also named 100 people from their staff to take part in the discussions. To a few of them, cultural environment was already part of their jobs, but for others it was something totally new. The municipality ensured human resources and funding for implementation throughout the process. A cross-sectoral committee for cultural environment preservation supervised progress, monitoring, and evaluation. Here are some top tips for this practice. The cultural environment program was developed in 10 phases. Vantaa started by identifying relevant stakeholders and their roles in cultural heritage. The second phase was to ensure commitment from the program's managers. Thirdly, steering group members named the staff to take part in ambitious but very concrete discussions. The fourth phase was to interact with citizens through public events and citizen-led projects. By doing this, the city was visible and meaningful to citizens and started to implement the program. They also used social media, local newspapers, and online questionnaires to reach people and get them to share their stories, feelings, and memories of cultural environment. The fifth phase ensured that all parties have a chance to talk together. The sixth phase was to put everything on paper and consider the resources for implementation. In a seventh phase, everybody could comment on the proposed plan before passing the program to the administration in an eighth phase and making sure there was enough time and money for the implementation in a ninth phase. The tenth and last phase was to make sure that the tools, plans, and personnel for keeping track of the progress were present.